that even in a report as partisan and down political lines as this one was voted on, no member of the committee could find it in their hearts to say that either James or Rupert Murdoch had misled the committee. Nobody, even in the report as it's published. Therefore, it did appear to us that something negative had to be found to say about Rupert Murdoch, since nobody was going to conclude that either he or his son had misled our committee. And therefore, this line about Rupert Murdoch not being a fit person, which echoes Ofcom's fit and proper test, was stuck in on the basis of no evidence presented to the committee whatsoever, and we just could not support it. As I say, even though many, many votes went against my point of view on James Murdoch and on the corporate culture at News Corporation, I would definitely have voted for the report had that language not been placed in it.